In the sanctuary of these pages, we are all here to help you maintain your strength and sense of self-worth so easily lost somewhere between your teenager screaming, "I hate you! You're ruining my life!" and typing your credit card number into the College Board's website for the 20th time. You've got this. And now this support group has got your back. Now here's the key to this book. Mom equals dad equals great Aunt Agnes equals you. Daughter equals son equals gender fluid grandchild equals any minor you majorly love. College equals university equals institution of higher education. Wine equals double espresso equals beverage of choice. This is a judgment-free zone. Part 1. Fall of Junior Year. 5 things you really need to hear right now. 1. That perfect baby you held in your arms 16 years ago was only temporarily abducted and replaced with the moody, aloof, or melodramatic teenager who inhabits your house right now. 2. Just because you heard yourself say SAT 2, ED, EA, and demonstrated interest in a sentence does not mean you are that parent you vowed you'd never become when it was your kid's turn to apply to college. 3. You are not behind everyone else just because you have no idea what SAT 2, ED, EA, or demonstrated interest means. 4. You are not alone in this craziness. You have us and your beverage of choice. 5. This too shall pass. Chapter 1. The College Search Prequel. Survival, whether or not you're feeling the fittest. You meet for coffee or wine with a mom friend whose son is a high school junior just like yours. She ticks off all the colleges her son has visited or is planning to visit or are of interest to him. Your friend, who previously spoke English, is now dropping word bombs like Superscore and Coalition App and FAFSA, and using familiar words like ranked and yield in unfamiliar ways. You have taken your son to visit exactly 0 colleges. You hide behind your coffee mug or wine goblet, sipping or chugging, with abandon, trying to hide your expression of concern or terror. Your friend's perfectly lipsticked lips are still moving, but her voice fades away and your internal monologue takes over with something along the lines of, "Should my kid have already begun visiting colleges or taking tests or doing something for college admissions? And if so, what should I have been doing to help him all along? And what should I be doing right now instead of sitting here with this person who has her life totally together, lifting this cup of coffee or wine to lips I haven't bothered to lipstick? But maybe if I were a mom who bothered with lipstick, I'd be on top of this college thing. Am I behind? Is it too late?" Newsflash, you are not behind. You are right where you should be. You are so far from alone that I created the support group for you, for us. That other mom was just as nervous as you were. As a self-defense mechanism, she shored up as much information as possible to make herself feel more in control. That's just how she rolls. By expelling that information into the air between you, she did not mean to make you feel like a teeny tiny cowering bug of a parent. She was merely building herself up to boost her own confidence that she's been a good mother for 16 years, good enough to handle this situation, which is less about college admissions and more about the gradual, painful, deeply emotional process that lurks beneath the entire act of parenting: letting go. Your friend applied that lipstick because when you proceed into the world perfectly coiffed with a red lip, you know for sure that despite any obstacle that may get the better of you, at least you started out the day doing something to arm yourself against it. Maintaining composure begins with a little self-care.